Matt Steinway podcast. It's freezing today, so here I am. I just put a story up saying I'm interviewing the fittest man in the world, because I think you are.
Who is he?
Yeah, Luke Sullivan, Teams Challenge Australia. We've seen him before, but mate, I want to ask you a few quick questions. How are you going?
Great.
Good.
Just got out of that water.
I'm freezing. I've got shorts on, as you can see. Mate, breathing. We're doing a lot of stuff at the moment with breathing. You've been coaching my son for a long time. This whole breathing thing, I'm hearing other people say it's actually becoming the key to high performance, the key to better health. It's your specialty, plus fitness and other things as well. Tell me about breathing. Tell me why it's the link.
Oh, it's obviously vitally important. We train, you know, people focus a lot on training, on sleeping, on eating, on all of these different, you know, key areas to our health, which are all incredibly important. But I think one of the most easily accessible and an area that you can see a lot of improvement in is when you focus on your breathing and in just different areas of your life, you know, whether it be decreasing stress, increasing energy, improving your performance in your work, in your training, in your sport, whatever it is. They say that your breath is the lowest lying fruit that is there for everyone to be able to utilize, and it's just quite often not. People just, because we can get by day to day without having any thought of our breath, and we can survive.
Yeah, it's true.
But we can do a lot more if we have some knowledge in that area.
And that's why we're right here, get knowledge out of you. So I was on the phone with a physio last night, a friend of mine.
Simon,
alright. Simon. Yes.
Simon, good man.
You all know each other. So Simon. So he's like amazing at what he does, and we were talking about my back's a bit tight and has been for like a year. And sometimes it'll catch, and he said, Matt, it's all got to do with your breathing. I mean, this is from a physio, not just like some maybe whatever. He said it's all got to do with your breathing, because you talk all day, and like a job like mine, you're engaged with people, on the phone to you, on the phone to Broccoli, blah 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 blah, one after the other after the other. He says your body doesn't actually take full breaths. He says you stay in the top part of your lungs, yeah. In and out, in and out, in and out, and out. And on what that does, I think he was saying it causes you like your body stress or something, or you don't actually get the full.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Why would he say that?
We're breathing. If we exaggerate and we put our lungs into a triangle, 99% of people are breathing just into this top section all day, because that's all we need to do to survive.
Yeah.
If we can focus even just for very small snippets of our day of breathing deeper into our lungs, that oxygen diffuses 60% more efficiently and effectively throughout our body. And obviously oxygen, we survive on oxygen.
Mm.
And if our body can get a nice fresh hit of oxygen regularly, it's a lot more beneficial than not. And injuries are happy to have stagnant blood that doesn't flow. And, you know, if you get a cork on your arm in a game of soccer or football, whatever it is, it's happy just to seize up. You can flush your body with nice, fresh oxygen. It's going to help.
Okay, so help me out here. So my back's tight, in and out of being tight every now and then. A physio who specializes in doing this says your breathing is the problem. Not the only problem, but it's one of the recovery problems. So is that because it's not pushing oxygen around your body enough? I mean, it's got to do with flexibility. So is that because the oxygen's not going around your body enough?
I think it's pretty holistic, as in obviously there's movement, and there's maybe postural things that are going on with maybe your work in a car and in a seat and all those types of things that. But you add all the different layers of stress, and breathing's definitely going to be something that can help that.
So let's say we work our breathing out. Show me an exercise that someone watching this, super stressed in life,
yep,
going through divorce, work, financial stress, whatever.
Yeah.
Kids, every day's like bang, 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 one after the other.
Yep.
What's something that you would do to help those people re-engage every day?
With all that going on, I would recommend two things really straight up. I would recommend getting into cold water.
Yep.
And whether that be a cold shower or that cold ocean in the middle of winter, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 seconds, 20 seconds or 1 minute, I would recommend getting into cold water. And I would also recommend trying to focus on slowing your breathing as much as you can and doing nasal breathing. So in and out your nose. So if we picture our lungs again as a triangle and we're pouring oxygen in, as you inhale, the oxygen pours in and rises up. As we exhale, it drains out. And if you do that for 1 minute, slow, controlled, I call them blue breaths, where you're controlling that, you know, that flow of oxygen in and out really slowly.
Yep.
That combined with cold water changes your whole state. It's the fastest way to change your chemicals and hormones, faster than a coffee, faster than any alcohol or drug that you can get your hands on. Is you can change your mindset, your chemicals and hormones is proven through breathing.
Does it reduce your stress? Is that what it does?
Reduces stress, yeah.
Yeah,
puts
right.
your nervous system into a state of rest and relax and digestion where we're very often not living in that. We're living in a world where a tiger or a snake is not going to actually jump out and be a life-threatening situation, which is what the fight or flight is for, but we're still living in fight or flight because we're going, what's my password to my computer? I've got to pick up my son. I've got to get this from the dry cleaner. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got this appointment. And you've got like 50 things every 10 minutes coming in and out. And then none of them are life-threatening, but they all add layers of stress.
Right.
And that can be stripped back by getting into cold water and focusing on your breath for a very short amount of time. When I do any of our breath stuff, it is all done in very small snippets of time, not 90 minutes on a cliff top with the rain music. It doesn't need to be that. It can be very short and sharp.
So slow in, slow out?
Yep, all through your nose.
For a minute, did you say?
For a minute. There's a heap of research. Blood pressure is a massive killer. And there's a huge amount of people on, obviously, medication for blood pressure. They did a huge study in Asia, and they found that once you get 6 slow, controlled breaths, your blood pressure starts decreasing. So, you're talking stress, and you're talking people who are in intense situations, whether it's, you know, work, kids, marriages, all that. 6 slow breaths. What does that take? 2 minutes, if that?
Yeah.
That's the tipping point of when your blood pressure starts to drop.
Okay, and one more exercise that I do every day, and Logan does, and I hear my 15-year-old in the shower doing it every day.
Yep.
So explain that one.
Energy breathing.
And show us that one.
Yeah, so oxygenate your system, get a lot of blood flow. It's basically a big inhale and a small puff out. You do it for a minute. It'll look like this. Big inhale, small puff out. Big inhale, small puff out. You'll do it for a minute and you might feel a little bit tingly. You might feel a little bit lightheaded. What it's doing is do it in a nice safe spot. Don't do it while you're driving. And you'll flush a lot of good fresh oxygen around your body. Expel a lot of CO2, our waste product. And for me, it does a huge amount of benefits. But if I funnel it down to one word, it's energy. For me, it just energizes me.
So do you do it in the mornings? Do 10 seconds of it, just so we can get give a sense of it.
All in and out your mouth.
Just like that.
And then at the end of the set, exhale. Exhale, exhale. And hold on that empty lung and you'll feel surprisingly calm on an empty lung.
Okay, so do your blue breaths first, or do you do just those ones?
I do a mixed
or?
Set. I'll do an energy breathing set, and then I'll do a blue breath set. Energy
right.
breathing set, blue breath set. So I might do it. If I've got 3 minutes, I'll do a minute of each. If I've got 8 minutes, I might do 2 or 3 rounds.
So do you do it in the morning? Do it before morning. A meeting?
Ideally, I do it, like, if I can, in the morning, straight away.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm cold water and a couple of sets of those. Then throughout the day, if I've got a small window and I don't have, you know, I don't have an hour to go to the gym or I don't have an hour to go for a run to put my head in a good space, but I've got 5 minutes, it might be a couple of rounds of those before, you know, you've gone from one group to another group, or you've gone from being work head to dad head, you know. So I've been finding a really good a really good thing for people to do, it's working really well with a lot of people I'm working with, is focusing on when you change hats. So when you go from being Matt Steinwade McGrath Real Estate to Matt Steinwade Logan's dad, and is focusing on three slow controlled breaths just to exit that situation and then enter this situation. You look at like any successful people, they're really good at going, right, I'm this, now that hat's off, I'm now in this situation. So I think, and your breathing can help with that, just by closing one area and opening another and then being present at that.
100%. Couple of last quick things. Is it true it helps your immune system?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Immunity. It's
immunity, flexibility, stress, digestion.
Everything. All of the above. All of the above and more. I think, like, obviously a huge amount of health benefits from it. I think big one for me is the energy that it creates.
Mm.
By you focusing on your breath and having some power over then how you feel. I think, you know, everyone can get caught up in so many different things, but by just knowing that you can stop for a very small snippet of time and focus on your slow, controlled breathing to de-stress or your fast, powerful breathing to increase energy, that's pretty powerful for you to know you can do that without having to tear around trying to find a, you know, triple shot of coffee.
I know this is true. So Logan is probably one of the fittest 15-year-olds I've ever met in my life. He kills me and he's trained by you. But this is true, because one day Logan did a training session that he almost died in with you. He came back, he said he actually fell asleep in the car. He was so spent. And then he said to me, "Dad, do you know that..." Oh no, actually it was a friend of theirs that saw you training with Logan. And the friend said to me, "Sully just did this amazing training session with Logan, blew the thing apart, and then you went and trained yourself and trained yourself after." And the guy said to me, "I've never seen anyone so fit." And you were doing rope climbs after spending, because you train all day with people, then you go train people at night, and then you do your own training. So it definitely does give you an energy bank. So that's awesome.
It's good busy.
Yeah. Any last tip for people on this one about breathing, health, mindset? What about just performance, high performance mindset? So if someone wants to increase their results, because a lot of people who watch this are executives or people in the sales world or whatever, they want to increase their results.
Yep.
They're already at capacity.
Yep.
How would they restructure themselves?
More self-care.
More self-care.
So 10 minutes less on other people during that day and 10 minutes more on yourself.
Yeah.
In any area, I'm going to say in getting yourself, challenging yourself to get into the cold and challenging yourself to focus on your breath, research more about your breath and how that can help you, and then utilize that in your day-to-day. But getting in cold water, focusing on breathing, for me, are two major life changes for people.
Non-negotiables every day.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Where do people find you? So you do team coaching, you do singular coaching, you do all sorts of stuff.
We do all sorts of things.
Where do they find you?
Teams Challenge Australia. So Teams Challenge Australia on Instagram or... www.teamschallengeaustralia.com, or you can get any of our details off this man.
Yeah, I'll put a link up everywhere. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm sure we'll catch up with Sully again somewhere down the track.
Thanks, guys.